House Bill 1027, an act to revise certain residency requirements regarding the issuance and renewal of insurance.
House Bill 1027, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Madsen.
Well, this ought to be exciting. I'm interested to see if you all will get as excited about guaranteed issue health insurance coverage as you do about fishing. House Bill 1027 is an agency bill. I rise today because it is my duty, assigned by the Speaker of House Commerce, Representative Knoll, to tell all you fine folks what this bill is. As I said earlier, this concerns guaranteed issue health coverage. For those of you who don't follow religiously what goes on in House Commerce or the insurance industry, guaranteed issue health insurance is basically 2% of the policies issued by health insurance companies in South Dakota are set aside for folks who used to have insurance and no longer do anymore. They may have been with, say, a group policy or an employer policy, and they changed jobs or left their employment, and they need health coverage. The guaranteed coverage is for those folks. It's something that's set aside for our residents so that they can go get health coverage if they need it. It's an individual policy. The concern that was brought to the department by the industry and that the department noticed was that there was a concern that folks who are may look like residents but may not be residents are filling up that 2%. Specifically, what was identified is folks who, for whatever reason, perhaps maintain a post office box in South Dakota or some other indicia that they live here, but they aren't really residents, and that they're taking advantage of the low rates that are offered in South Dakota as opposed to a higher rate in some other place. What House Bill 1027 does is it says to take advantage of guaranteed health insurance coverage in South Dakota that you have to be a resident, and that the insurance carrier, if you turn to the bottom of page 2, can require some reasonable evidence that you are in fact a resident of this state. Things like your driver's license, voter registration, in other words, that they're allowed to check it out and see if you really are a resident. That's what House Bill 1027 is all about. I urge your support. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks. Representative Mel Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I agree with Representative Madsen that that's what this bill says, but I'd like to draw your attention to the same language that he drew your attention to. First of all, that word that any of you who have been in the legislature for a while realize that shall mean shall, may mean may, or may mean shall. But I would argue in this case may, in fact, means may. It says the factors that may be considered as residents are driver's license, voter registration, and where you live. But they don't have to. As Representative Madsen alluded to, but let me make clearer for you, the issue are people who travel the United States in motorhomes. That's basically the issue. And the committee was told about, and I was shown information dealing with a website that talks about how you become a resident in various states. I want to give you the example of my uncle. He lives in Wisconsin. He lives in Wisconsin for about 7 months of the year. He's a tour bus operator, so while he lives in Wisconsin, he doesn't spend much time in Wisconsin those 7 months. The other about 5.5 months a year, he spends in Arizona. Assume for a moment he lived in South Dakota. Where does he reside? Where does he live? He's got a South Dakota driver's license. He's got a South Dakota address. But the insurance company, because they may consider those things, can say, no, you live in Arizona. You can vote in this state. You can drive in this state. You can be licensed in this state. You can be registered in this state. But your health insurer can say, no, we don't think so. We do not want to offer you insurance. And that, frankly, is my concern. My parents are retired. They don't engage in this lifestyle, but I know many people who do. And the question becomes, how do you get your insurance if, in fact, insurance companies can decide, despite the fact that your address says South Dakota, despite the fact that your picture's on a South Dakota license, despite the fact that you carry South Dakota license plates on your vehicle, despite the fact that you can vote in South Dakota, you're not a resident of South Dakota. Ladies and gentlemen, that is my concern with the bill. I would hope you would vote no today.
Further remarks on House Bill 1027. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1027. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1027.
Representative Klocek, Abdallah, and Hennies, Don. Representative Klocek. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 44 yeas, 24 nays, one absent, and one excused.
House Bill 1027, having received a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.